Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, December 3rd. While there's been a slight uptick in confirmed COVID-19 infections and one outbreak in Grey Bruce recently, the region's medical officer of health, Dr. Ian Era, assures circulation of the virus is quite under control and transmission trends are as good as it gets for a fourth wave. Grey Bruce's active known cases have risen to 48, a bit above the average in the first half of November. Holland Chatsworth Central School was declared in outbreak due to two cases and six additional infections acquired outside the school. But that is the only outbreak in what ERA calls sensitive sectors. There are no other schools, child care centers, retirement homes, or long-term care homes in outbreak. ERA says the recent increase in cases does not change the general trend, which he calls quite manageable, with on average less than five new cases a day. ERA says there's a seasonality in the way viruses behave, and there's an expectation if there would be a surge, it would happen around this time or in the spring.
And it's not there in Grey Bruce. So if we ensure there is enough immunity in the community, 90%+, that will carry us through the spring, and hopefully there's not going to be a surge, and hopefully that will be the end of the pandemic altogether.
Right now, two people are hospitalized in the region due to COVID-19. There has not been a death reported related to the virus since October 3rd. ERA says that's mostly because of the protection offered by vaccines. Bruce County Council has re-elected Janice Jackson, mayor of South Bruce Peninsula, as Bruce County's warden for the 2022 term. This is Jackson's second term as warden, having served in the role in 2021 as well. The country added more jobs as the labor market showed signs of returning to normal. A new report from Statistics Canada says the economy added 154,000 jobs in November. That drops the unemployment rate to 6.0% last month, compared with 6.7% in October. Saugeen Shores Police have created a snapshot of a day-long traffic initiative. On December 7th, between 8 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon, police issued a total of 11 tickets. There was one each for failing to stop at a stop sign, driving without insurance, and failing to surrender ownership. Four drivers were ticketed for speeding, and three were ticketed for driving while using a handheld communication device. Police say the penalty for driving while using your cell phone is a $615 fine for a first conviction, three demerit points, and a three-day driver's license suspension. More Santa Claus parades in Grey Bruce tonight. Of note, the Southampton Santa Claus parade is set to go at 7, and the Chesley Santa Claus parade is also set to start at 7 o'clock tonight. In sports in the NHL, five games tonight, including three Canadian teams in action. The Winnipeg Jets host the New Jersey Devils, and the Calgary Flames visit Anaheim. The Edmonton Oilers are in Seattle. The Leafs are at Minnesota tomorrow night. In the Ontario Hockey League, the Owen Sound Attack visit the Kitchener Rangers. The Attack are in a three-way tie for fourth in the Western Conference with Flint and Saginaw. Saturday night and Sunday afternoon, the Attack will host the Flint Firebirds. In the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League, six games tonight, including the Knights of Meaford at Almaguin to meet the Spartans. Last night, the Knights lost 12-7 at home to the Temiskaming Titans. Game time tonight is 7:30 in South River. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, the Kincardine Bulldogs visit Walkerton. Hanover hosts Godrich, and Mitchell is in Wingham. Hanover and Mitchell share first place in the division with 28 points apiece. In WOAA Senior Hockey, the Shallow Lake Crushers visit the Durham Thundercats, and the Saugeen Shores Winterhawks are in Petrolia to play the Squires. And in the NBA, nine games tonight, including Cleveland at Washington. Sunday, Washington will be in Toronto to meet the Raptors. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.